This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited here. If you want to join us, you can, and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We also have a chat server over at matrix.lrn.fm. Actually, that's the actual server address. If you want to get step-by-step instructions on how to join it, just go to chat.lrn.fm, and that'll give you a simple set of instructions, allow you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners and call in and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
And nobody.
And Mark.
So, sorry, forgot my name for a sec there.
There's some pretty sad news coming out of a federal court here in New Hampshire regarding Ed Brown. Long-time listeners will remember the name Ed Brown. When we first moved here, Mark, if you recall, back in 2006.
Yeah, that was about the time.
One of the first things I think we did here in New Hampshire, besides move in, was go and visit the Ed and Elaine Brown household.
The compound.
The compound, as it was called, that was under siege by federal government goons that had surrounded the place and basically were waiting these people out for, I think, as long as 6 months. I believe they were holed up in
there. It was a long time, to the point that they could have a party at their place where we show up with other radio personalities that are like cooking brats and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. It was actually pretty good party.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was our first time getting to meet Genesis Communications Network President Ted Anderson. He was the guy cooking the brats, if I recall correctly. and then apparently after we left, there was a black helicopter that came over and like hovered at a short distance from the ground, just kind of hovered over the party menacingly, and then, you know, moved on after some period of time. So we weren't there for that part. But they were real serious about this guy. He is now 78 years old.
Yep.
So this would have been about 14 years ago.
He wasn't a young man to start with.
No, he was definitely not.
They were both retired, I believe.
Yes, he was 64 or so at the time. And you may recall that earlier this year, like January, February, in that range, like right before the whole COVID thing happened, there was a news story about how something had changed. There was some of the U.S. code under which these people were convicted, Ed and Elaine, and there were actually two other folks who were sort of friends of theirs that had come to help defend them, and they were arrested on the property as well. And I don't remember all the details on which charge it was, but there was something that was determined to be unconstitutional, and so that actually brought all of those cases back up in front of a judge. And gave that judge the opportunity and the prosecution, you know, defense, the opportunity to sort of renegotiate this, and actually resulted in his wife, Elaine Brown, and the other guys getting released from prison.
Oh, well, that's good news.
Yeah. And so the idea was, hey, this thing was unconstitutional, so let's take another look at the sentence, basically. Okay. And they said, all right, we're cutting you loose. And
so Ed Brown's going to go free.
No, sadly, no. Everyone else was released. Ed Brown was actually sentenced to a longer prison sentence as a result of this. Huh. He had already served 13 years of his 37-year sentence. So he was expecting to die in prison with a 37-year sentence at age 64. Now he's definitely going to die in prison. Because according to the story here at Fox News, Edward Brown, age 78... a man who claimed the federal income tax is unconstitutional and barricaded himself in his home with booby traps, firearms, and explosives for months in 2007 has been resentenced to even more time in prison. A judge added 17 more years on top of the 37-year sentence. and said that it amounted to a death, or the Brown said it amounted to a death sentence. His lawyer has filed notice of appeal. Brown and his wife were convicted of failing to pay taxes on almost $2 million in income over 8 years. They claimed the federal income tax is unconstitutional, an argument courts have repeatedly rejected.
Yeah, they really don't like it when you say that.
They stopped appearing in court and instead holed up in their home in Plainfield, if I recall correctly, New
Hampshire.
Right,
and they certainly didn't respect the court very much. They wouldn't go to trials. And
why should they? It's going to be a kangaroo court the entire way, so I can't say I blame them.
Well, what about the Bundys? They managed to, I mean, if I recall correctly, there was a stand off at the Bundy Ranch, mm-hmm. and there were people calling themselves patriots that were using scopes on rifles to look at federal agents, mm-hmm. which yeah. is far more than Ed Brown is ever accused of doing.
No doubt.
And those people, by and large, walked free.
Except the guy who took a plea.
Well, yeah, right. in that case. But now, as I recall, Ed and Lane Brown didn't take a plea, but they didn't play the court game.
No, they didn't.
Whereas the difference in these two cases is that, well, there are other differences. But one of the differences, one of the main differences is that the Bundy folks played the court game, and they played it well. The Browns didn't play the court game, and when they did play, they played it rather petulantly.
Well, but just let's be clear that one of the other fundamental differences is the Browns were facing years in prison for not payment of taxes, whereas I think the only issue at hand with the Bundys was a land dispute with the Bureau of Land Management.
I'm pretty sure that in large part what was in dispute was somebody there with a rifle pointing it at.
But it wasn't Ammon Bundy allegedly with the rifle. They identified, I believe, who those people were, and they did bring charges against them.
I don't think that they got convicted either.
There were some jury folks did find those people not guilty, no doubt about it. But my point is, the Bundy family itself, I don't think, was imminently in danger of going to prison for the rest of their lives.
If you're going to claim that the federal income tax is unconstitutional, you better be prepared to give a seminar a la Irwin Schiff.
But it won't be allowed.
Didn't Irwin Schiff die in prison?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did on similar charges. But it won't be allowed. You won't be able to give the defense you want. This is federal court. You cannot talk about the Constitution. You can't talk about, you know, your preferred defense. It's only going to be what the judge allows you to talk about. So you can't bring up jury nullification or anything like that. It's a totally different story than going to, say, the New Hampshire state courts, where you are allowed to talk about jury nullification. So anyway, they stopped appearing in court, and the U.S. Marshals, disguised as supporters of the Browns, eventually made it into their home and arrested them without anyone injured. By the way, they didn't explain how that was, but they pretended to be the pizza dude. That's how they did it. After 6 months, they weren't holed up in that they wouldn't come out. They came out to meet the pizza guy, right? So, like, they weren't always inside. But it was 6 months later. So the amount of support that they had is obviously going to dwindle. And I think there were only two guys left on the property at that time besides Ed and Elaine.
The most ironic thing they could have done is give them house arrest.
It's true.
I mean, right? They were already under house arrest. Mm-hmm. These people were dangerous to no one, and that's what, to my mind, what prison should be for. Remember, we're all paying something like $60,000 a year in order to incarcerate Ed Brown, a 78-year-old who's going to die in prison for what? Refusing to pay income tax and saying it's unconstitutional. All right. So agree or disagree, whatever the case may be. The only thing he was doing was staying home.
Well, he argued that resentencing him to a longer prison term would violate his Fifth Amendment right to due process and constitute double jeopardy by punishing him more than once for the same offense. He called for his sentence to be reduced to time served, which happened in the cases of his wife and two other defendants, one of whom, by the way, is at least still here in New Hampshire. He's active. He's come to Keene on a number of occasions. A good guy named Jason spent 13 years in prison. Elaine Brown was originally sentenced to 35 years, but was released in February after 12 years when a judge reduced her sentence. She is now reportedly seeking a divorce from Ed. Remember, when she appeared in court, she, you know, basically threw Ed under the bus. She said,
ultimately, first, she was standing by him, but then ultimately.
Not this year. I'm talking about this year when she was looking at this resentencing. The whole performance for Elaine was about how sorry she was and that she, you know, would never do it again.
I imagine she doesn't feel like, you know, the 13 years of separation or whatever it is from her husband, she probably doesn't feel much for him anymore.
The judge in this case said that he believed the other defendants had shown remorse, but not Ed Brown. Quote, they learned that what they had done was wrong. They learned that what they had done was a mistake. I don't see that in Mr. Brown, he said, and sentenced him to 17 more years.
That's not how sentences are supposed to work. I mean, somebody comes back for resentencing, you believe they feel remorse. A sentence is supposed to be the perfect amount of time for somebody to be incarcerated.
Well, take it up with the judge, George Singal. I don't think he's going to listen to your argument. We're coming up here.
I don't think George has to.
Yep. You can join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Chat server, you can go to chat.lrn.fm, get the step-by-step instructions there on how to join that. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul,
and Mark.
Also want to say thanks to porcupinerealestate.com, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier. Thank you to porcupinerealestate.com for amping the show at the gold level, which is $10 per month. That helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to help us get on more radio stations around the United States and bring new internet listeners on board as well. So if you like what we do here, then please do as porcupinerealestate.com did and join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com.
I will say this about Porcupine Real Estate, Mark Warden, the founder of it. I used him to purchase a house that and he saved me so much money in the process that, you know, whatever was had to be paid by the ultimately, it was totally worth it for me.
Cool. I love Mark Warden. Good guy. All right. So back to other news stories that you might find interesting happening now. October 1st, this story published over at CNBC. American Airlines and United Airlines are planning to furlough a combined 32,000 workers starting today. Now, we knew this was coming. The federal government, of course, bailed out airlines to a large extent, $25 billion earlier this year, and that money just expired, and there has yet to be another bailout that they're still arguing over. They're talking about doing another bailout, but it hasn't happened yet. So in the meantime, they're going to have to actually stop flying empty jets around, apparently.
And in case anybody didn't know this, there was no rational reason for bailing any company out over this.
It's political, all of it.
Well, I mean, the federal government did say that, hey, don't travel and do this thing and that thing. I mean, as far as if any company was going to get bailed out, it seemed like it should be the cruise lines and the airlines. I mean, these are the ones that were hit the hardest and largely hit because of the government's rules.
Well, I mean, that's certainly a huge factor, no doubt about it. But even as we've seen when the state governments earlier this summer, Georgia was sort of the first for, at least they're getting the press for being the first of the so-called reopenings.
Okay.
Well, what they were finding was that even though they were allowing restaurants to reopen, for instance, that people still weren't coming in.
Yeah.
So,
right. And
they were afraid.
That's the other end of it, right? Like, so if the government had never said anything about, like, they hadn't stepped in at all. There was no declaration of emergency. There was no stopping.
Which would have been what we would want, I think, here on Free Talk Live. You know, just simply allowing companies to make choices and individuals make choices for themselves. What would that have looked like?
Right. I don't know, but I think that if the government's going to do anything, issuing guidance is probably the least damaging of all the things, right? So
yeah, but the thing is, when they use the term guidance, what they mean is orders, and you will do
always.
It or you're going to prison.
They don't always mean that. Okay,
that's the way it's interpreted.
I get that a lot of people interpret it that way, and whatever they're whatever
people have been arrested for this. People have had their businesses forcibly closed.
If a governor came out and said, "We advise you not to travel," then that would probably be the least damaging of stuff. However, some people were simply not going to travel. There was no travel advisory post 9/11, but it took a long time for airlines to rebuild their passenger load. And I don't know I don't know what's right or wrong in this, but I can tell you that A, the government did restrict travel, and B, airlines and cruise companies and all kinds of travel was damaged.
The terms of the $25 billion in federal payroll support Congress passed for the ailing sector in March prohibit airlines from cutting jobs until today, October 1st. The aid was meant to help airlines cope with a sharp drop in bookings until there was a significant recovery in demand, which hasn't materialized. Airlines spent the last several months urging lawmakers for another $25 billion in payroll support, a proposal that has won bipartisan support. And that would have preserved jobs through the end of March, despite weak travel demand. However, talks for a broad coronavirus package that would include another round of airline aid faltered on Wednesday, opening the door to more than 30,000 job cuts starting today, and the lion's share of them at American and United. But it's not just going to be those two.
So, what's the possibility here that the airlines cut the people in order to get the funding, get the to prod Congress into giving us that $25 billion.
Well, they're going to have to cut them because they have no way to pay them. So I don't know whether that's the reason they're going to announce for it or not, or you know, secretly have, but they just don't have the money to pay these people, and they've run out. A story from American CEO Doug Parker told employees the airline will, quote, begin the difficult process of furloughing 19,000 of our hardworking and dedicated colleagues. That's about 14% of their Texas-based pre-pandemic staff. Executives say they don't expect demand to bounce back to 2019 levels without a coronavirus vaccine, and have said the pandemic's resulting crisis for the industry is worse than after the September 11th attacks.
Well, now we know how it compares.
Losses topped $10 billion in the second quarter alone, and a public hesitant about travel promises more difficult months ahead. Airlines have slashed service to match weak demand as the pandemic and web of travel restrictions hurt bookings, particularly for once lucrative international routes. Yeah, there's almost no international travel happening.
Well, yeah, and that's government almost completely.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a convention going on in Monaco that I wanted to go to for the Free Cities Society, and I can't go. I mean, I just can't go.
United will cut more than 13,000 jobs and begged politicians, saying, "We implore our elected leaders to reach a compromise, get a deal done now, and save jobs," he said in a message to staff. Flight attendants make up the bulk of United's reductions, with nearly 7,000 of them set to be furloughed. Now, you know, the other thing is, if people are on furlough, they're not getting paid, so a number of them are going to look for other work at that point. So it's not like you're just be able to flip a switch and hire them all back on.
Right.
If they found some other gig where they can actually pay their bills and keep food on the dinner table. So the longer the furloughs last, the more of those people are never coming back. I mean, why would you come back when your job at that point just depends on the whims of politicians?
And we don't know. So both American and United are legacy companies with unions to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know whether American and United even want to hire those people back. They may be secretly cheering that they've gotten rid of this person or that person. I don't, as I understand it, the discount airlines pay significantly less to their pilots than American and United. Those guys get paid big bucks. And what do they do that's different? Not much.
Yep, I'm sure you're going to see more of this coming pretty soon with other airlines, but for whatever reason, these two biggies were there. And you know, if this continues, and there's no reason why it won't continue, because the atmosphere of just total fear in this country has not lessened. I mean, there's still tremendous fear out there. It's being propagated throughout mainstream media, in the news, in every commercial. I mean, I don't watch TV very much, but in the bars when I'm in there, here and there, I see the commercials.
I don't see the same fear I saw a week ago, though, or a couple few weeks.
On television?
No, in person.
Okay, more coming up here in moments. I still see tons of people wearing masks everywhere, and that has not gotten any better. These people aren't getting on airlines. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail in Carter Lake, Iowa. The vice president advocating for the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
President Donald Trump did his duty under the Constitution of the United States. And last Saturday, he nominated a principled conservative woman of extraordinary character and extraordinary intellect.
President Trump signed a bill extending current levels of government funding into the new fiscal year late Wednesday night, averting a partial government shutdown after allowing government funding to lapse briefly. The continuing resolution allows the government to keep functioning in the new fiscal year and keep the funds flowing until December 11th. Democrats and Republicans still working on a new coronavirus bill. So far, no deal has been reached. You're listening to USA Radio News. Thursday is being recognized as Vegas Strong Day in Nevada. With more on why, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A solemn remembrance ceremony held today on the third anniversary of the mass shooting that took place at a country music festival across the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas. 58 people died and more than 800 were injured when a gunman opened fire from an upper floor hotel room. At that solemn ceremony, Governor Steve Sisolak said he remembered seeing everyone from professionals to ordinary folks helping others even while the shots were still being fired.
So the families, you suffered a loss I cannot begin to imagine. Know that you are not alone. Our hearts and our prayers are with you every single day for the losses that you suffered.
The Washington Monument is back open after being closed for 6 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on our chat server. Go to chat.lrn.fm. Go get step-by-step instructions there with you tonight. You've got Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Coming up next summer, the 2021 Fork Fest, the fifth annual Fork Fest. It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. And what better way to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists here in the Shire? Mark your calendars now for June 28th through July 4th and it's going to be another good one. It's happening after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This year was great, and I expect it's going to be even better next year, especially if you're there, because it's an event where you get to create what you want. Maybe you just want to kind of hang out with other libertarians. That's cool. Or maybe you want to create a thing for the other people to do. Maybe put on a concert, as a couple of our co-hosts did this last time around. Or, I don't know, whatever you think you want to do. There was a poker table almost every single night, I think, in one tent that the folks had
dance party.
Strong. There was a dance party, so check it out.
It was really great. My endorsement for the event is, by God, you're very likely to have fun if you go. I mean, there was one gal who's like, people have guns here, but that was really about it. Right?
It is New Hampshire.
People have guns there, and if you don't like that, it's not the place.
Not the party for you, yeah, no doubt. Forkfest.party, go there, learn more, mark your calendar, June 28th through July 4th. It's not too late. You can actually call Rogers Campground right now and reserve either your campsite or RV site or even a motel room. That's Forkfest.party. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, so let me tie into Mark was talking about the taxpayers, spending $60,000 a year to keep the gentleman in prison. And so here's another way your government, I found out, is your courts are spending some of your tax dollars. I've been fighting these cases against this radio station for, you know, like 3 years now. And the newest set of charges, there are four charges. Three of them are a year and a half old. The original one is 3 years old. And I've been arraigned by four different judges now, and the fourth and last one to do an arraignment decided what all of the previous ones just ignored, and that's conditions of release. Remember that I've been released for continuously for the last 3 years without any conditions of release, and then all of a sudden the new judge decides, oh, you know what, we need to do some conditions of release.
Like what?
And no alcohol, you know, and okay. No alcohol was not involved in any offense, and no.
It's just fun.
Right? Yeah. Oh, and if you have any guns, you need to get rid of all of them. And,
wow.
You know, guns were not, and there was a disagreement on the telephone, and no guns were mentioned.
Are you facing misdemeanor or felony counts?
Misdemeanor, two petty misdemeanors.
They're taking away your guns.
Oh, well,
that's
let me add this. In the state of New Mexico, in the state of New Mexico, and this has been debated at length by many attorneys, including public defenders, inside their own courts, that the state of New Mexico offers as an argument why they list two of my four charges of, they got me down as telephone harassment, stalking, that kind of thing, all using the telephone and the internet, you know, messaging and stuff like that. And they mark them not with a CR for criminal charge, they mark it as a DV, you know,
for domestic violence.
Domestic violence. But I've never had sex with any of these people, and nor have I worked with them or lived with them or even been in their physical space. Pardon? No, yeah, dated them, nothing. But they put it down as DV. And when called on the issue by, like I said, many, many different people, including public defenders in the courtroom, you know, judge, why are you listing this as a domestic violence when it isn't a domestic violence? Oh, well, we do that so that the court ensures that it is a record case, because all DV cases are for sure to be record cases, meaning they go on the record, so there's a record to appeal, and we want these harassment
cases. What kind of cases are not on the record?
Oh, I don't know, you're jaywalking, stuff like that, you know, petty misdemeanors that where you don't get a jury trial and such like that, and the appeals process are not standard. You don't have an appeal as of right. It gets confusing, but the lower crimes are not on the record, you know, presumably to save money. And the appeal
does that mean they don't actually have a recording of those hearings?
That's correct. Yeah, all you have is the document. All you have is the documents in the pleadings.
I'm going down to New Mexico, and I'm going to do you know, somersaults across the you know, just jaywalk against the light. I'm just be dancing in the street. It doesn't go on a record. It's fine.
Oh, no, it goes on your criminal record.
No. It goes on your record, but there is, it's not an on the record proceeding. In other words, there's not a formal.
There's not a recording. There's not a court reporter. There's not an audio recording.
So
it's completely secret unless you were there to see it.
You can't appeal it because there's no record to point to on appeal.
No, you can appeal it, but you don't have benefit of the audio recording or the stenographer's transcript.
She said, well, I remember the judge said this in court. Well, I don't remember that happening.
And then the judge lifted up his moo-moo and showed everybody what he's got going on down there.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, what are the chances they're wearing anything under the robe?
So they ordered these conditions of release that you guys get to pay for because once again I was argumentative. They had me on a telephonic interview with pretrial services, and she started asking me questions. First thing she asked me was who is my insurance provider? So apparently they're intending to spend some medical insurance money. I gather they're intending to make me be subjected to some sort of examination. As conditions of release on what legal grounds, I don't really know. We didn't get that far before I started to destroy their argument. Apparently they're going to want to spend some of your tax dollars from my Medicaid coverage in order to go see some medical professional, which as I've mentioned on your program before, is a Fourth Amendment violation because it's a search and a seizure. If somebody wants to stick a finger in your anus, that's a search. If somebody wants to
a heinous act it is, too.
Yeah, too.
So, you've got to go to a physical sort of procedure. You're not allowed to drink alcohol. And what were the other restrictions?
Wait a second. Were you, like, downing a pint of whiskey while talking to these people or what?
Of course, I always carry one in the courtroom. Comes in handy. I can't commit any crime, so there goes all that fun. I have to be completely law-abiding.
Hey, what happens if, you know, we've had these issues arising in the news recently with the students, right? Their parents still haven't gotten the clue that it's time to get their kids out of government school, so they're sending them to this so-called remote learning, and there's, second graders. This kid's got a BB gun mounted to the wall.
Yep.
Behind him during his appearance in the government school, and they've actually sent cops to his home. What happens if you're in court from your house and there's like a rack of guns behind you? Are they going to raid you?
I would assume that they would if you had a video connection.
Me too. Oh, he's got a gun in court. That's
right.
We can't have that.
So that was rather interesting, but I gave
you're shaking your head, Mark. Truth. You just give it time. Somebody's going to get arrested for what's in the background during a court appearance.
Oh, a teacher in California kicked a kid out of class for having a Trump flag taped up behind him.
There was another kid with a Nerf gun with zombie eradicator or something written on it with bright green, Nerf gun. He got in trouble. So it's going to happen with court.
It's insane.
Wow.
Agreed.
I gave these ladies, this public record, Jean Klein and Rebecca Alocera, I gave them both verbal legal notices of intent to sue them because they are actually taking action to violate my Fourth Amendment right, which is a violation of my civil rights, and so I'm going to file a petition in the federal court naming these government workers along with the government itself.
Well, keep us in the loop, David. I know he sent an email about this hearing coming up, and I asked him, is there going to be an actual, viewable link? Can I watch this? Because I would. If I could watch David go into court and go up against these bureaucrats, I'd sit there and make some popcorn. Hey, thanks for the call, man. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you call in now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
So, wanted to tell you about our satellite fundraiser and say thank you for the several folks who have signed up to help us with that in the last couple few weeks that I've been talking about it off and on here on Free Talk Live. Normally, we just kind of put it on our internet streams and our satellite feed and just let the promos run there, but honestly, that doesn't get a whole lot of traction, so I figured we should talk about it more explicitly. And the idea of bringing the concepts of liberty via satellite feed to some of the least internet-connected places on the planet, including Sub-Saharan Africa.
Yeah, this is I wouldn't call this a slam dunk. This is really just what people's commitments are. Is your commitment that people who don't have the internet, by and large, are able to, but do consume a great deal of satellite television and audio, would you like them to have Free Talk Live or not? Because it's not free to put it up there.
Nope.
But we don't really know what as far as the marketplace, we don't know how many of our listeners want this to happen. We just don't know.
Actually, I just noticed that this needs to get updated because it still mentions the Discord. The LRN Discord is one of the perks.
Yeah. Wasn't nice back when we had a Discord.
But, and it has ups and has its downs. I mean, there were some things I really didn't like about it. So it's not really, we're not missing anything by not having it, Mark. You haven't spent any time on the new server, so you really don't have any place to. I thought you said you couldn't get registered.
That desk.
Oh, right. I see what you mean.
And I have participated quite a bit.
Gotcha. So anyway, if you want to go to fund.lrn.fm, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm, you can contribute as little as $2 a month to our satellite channel. We had about 150 roughly per month coming in, which is about 15% of our monthly satellite cost, and we're up to almost $250 a month. So we've gone up from 150 to $247 in the last 3 weeks. So thank you to the folks who
have. So there's a light at the end of the tunnel on this.
That's enough to definitely keep Africa on the air.
Right.
And I didn't mention this. I haven't mentioned this every time, but there's also a matching going on as well. So basically, the current amount we're spending is $1,000. So we can raise per month. So we can raise $500, then that will be matched by Shire Free Church, and that will keep us with both channels on the air. So I think that's doable, and we got to do it by like next summer. So hopefully, you know, that can be done. Hopefully people will share this vision. And I did get some emails came in from a couple of radio stations that are, you know, pirate community radio stations that are running our feed and that they need it. You know, there's a remote transmitter location that doesn't have any internet access. So satellite is the way that they can get that signal there. And there are some people who had never heard of us before finding us on free-to-air satellite. So there's definitely some people out there. How many of them there are, we don't know. And if you're in sub-Saharan Africa, you don't have the internet in a lot of places at all. So you have no way of reaching out to us and saying, hey, I'm over here.
Well, we know that people do listen.
That has happened. We have had some people in Africa who have reached out.
Not
recently.
Wasn't
the
situation with the guy in Cameroon?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Akko.
Akko.
And there's a video about him at fund.lrn.fm.
He would... I mean, help me out here, Ian. It's been a little while. He would get in a bus and ride like half a day in order to make a telephone call to talk to us about?
It was, I don't know if it was a half a day, but it was a long journey to get to a place where he could get internet access to call us.
Right.
And
so,
say hi.
Like, if,
talk about
if
that.
It's as difficult for people, for everybody, and all of our listeners in Africa, how many of them would take a couple hour journey?
Yeah.
To get some
Not
internet
many.
Access so that they could call in and talk. We can't get people to call in who are sitting there with their phone in their hand.
Yeah, and,
right
and not
now.
Only was it that he had to go that far, travel that far, he also had to acquire a laptop from a friend of his in Cameroon, and he had to put a prepaid, you know, internet card in the laptop in order to even get the access. It's not like there's just a Wi-Fi access point sitting there you can hop onto. You got to pay per gigabyte or per whatever, prepay to get on the internet there.
Yeah.
So it was a real hassle for him to do it.
Yeah.
So thank you. And it's been a while since we've heard from Akko. The last we heard from him was when things were heating up there in Cameroon with the Francophones versus the Anglophones. That's one of the conflicts there is the language people speak. Fighting in the streets, protests and things like that. And that was a couple years ago now, I think. So he was still out there and he was he's one of the Anglophones. And it was an interesting conflict.
Africa is in flux politically, not that it hasn't been for some time, but it all the better to have the ideas of liberty there for people to understand. Because, frankly, everybody I've talked to in Africa, their claim is basically everybody they talk to doesn't understand the ideas of liberty. At the very least, here in the United States, you can get them to reject them. Because at least they have some understanding. There, they just don't understand them at all. Because, well, you know, whatever the reasons are, I wouldn't propose to know what the reasons are, but that's the claim of the people that I've spoken to, is they don't get the ideas of liberty, so they need to have them explained.
Yep.
And Free Talk Live can do that, because that's what we do.
Yep, so check it out, fundfund.lrn.fm, and we go to Mike in Gold Bar, Washington, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, hey you guys. I wanted to comment on the YouTube part. I'm really surprised. Maybe it's just because I'm an old man that there's only 10 viewers right now. And I was going to say that on your satellite deal, that if it's like that, but you're actually paying for it, that it may not be worth carrying on with.
You know, I mean, just because I'm surprised there's no viewers on YouTube. It's so fun to just kind of watch the show.
Let me address the YouTube issue that could be right. So there's several ways to consume Free Talk Live's video, and YouTube is the lowest quality of them as far as how clear the picture is. So.
Okay.
Many people are going to be on Twitch and DLive and whatever.
But still, you're not talking about more than 100 people.
Agreed.
Probably and not even more than 50.
The second thing is that most of the people that are consuming on there are used to not getting much as far as commercial load goes. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, they get upset when they hear advertisements.
This is a live radio program, and a live radio program, pretty much everyone in America is going to have 15 to 20 minutes of
per hour
of non-show audio going out, and so I just don't think
I understand that
they just don't like that. Really, what that is that's a feed that you can that people can watch live if they want, and that we have then to cut up for little bits and stuff like that.
Okay, and can I comment on Mr. Olson's case?
Sure. So David, who called earlier.
Okay, so I never, with the last 2 years I've been listening on my phone only, I never heard him mention domestic violence ever. Now, he may have, that doesn't mean he didn't. But in my own personal case, I had a domestic violence charge, and if it was turned into a DV, then you're just screwed, period. Because what had happened with me was, I actually had a sheriff call me to tell me that there was a protection order against me. And once I said, okay, I understand that, he told me, he goes, I don't care if you don't sign the protection order for 6 months or a month, if I have to find you, you said okay, and you heard me on the phone tell you you can't go to that, I'll say, a radio station in New Mexico or call them, period. So in other words, you've been served. If anybody of law enforcement told him, hey, these people don't want you hassling them. And in my case, that wasn't good enough for me. I had to go mow my lawn at the cost of $7,500 for being within 300 feet of my ex-wife.
$7,000?
I went and mowed my lawn, and I had to get a lawyer, and the lawyer, I got booked for $7,500. But they also, they didn't confiscate my guns. They gave them to a friend of mine who passed, and they got passed on before you had to keep track of guns. Like you do now.
Just to be clear, you went to the house in which your wife was?
Yes. Well, I went to my house that my wife had confiscated by way of protection order, so she could be with her boyfriend. And I went and
why'd you mow their grass?
There was a funeral. I'm sorry?
Why did you mow their grass?
Because I had a lawn company in Anacortes up in the San Juans, and I had the lawnmower. And I really could have cared less. I mean, I didn't take the thing seriously when your judge says don't. Mm. But it was because I violated the judge's order. It had nothing to do with mowing the lawn.
Oh, yeah, they don't like that.
You could go paint the house for her or them,
Did she ask you to mow the lawn?
I had lived at the place at one time while I was on protection order. And our counselor was like, I can't counsel you guys. As a matter of fact, I have to call the police. And I mean, it's a real serious thing. If you've got any kind of domestic anything, and you're not supposed to be somewhere, you just can't do it. Or you're
no doubt about it. But in his case, it wasn't a domestic violence case. It was just him calling a radio station. So that's not the same thing at all. It's very bizarre things that are happening. But then again, there's a lot that's going on in the courts right now. Thank you, Mike, for your call. I discovered earlier this week, I couldn't even go and watch a purportedly public hearing in Keene District Court. I got audio of them denying me access, and it didn't have anything to do with a mask.
It's just, the public wasn't allowed to go in this.
No one was allowed to attend any of these landlord-tenant hearings, just completely secret trials. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. I've been getting reports from elsewhere. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out innercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.